China's high-speed rail system has just passed a major landmark. It now has a network spanning more than 50,000 kilometres. It actually claims to have more high-speed track than every other country put together. The milestone was reached with a new line between Xi'an, home to the Terracotta Warriors, and Yan'an, where Chairman Mao had his revolutionary base. Our reporter, Mickey Bristow, told me the country's entire high-speed rail track has been laid in less than 20 years.
I think it was 2008 when the first high-speed railway between Beijing and Tianjin opened up. So 50,000 kilometres of track in that short span of time is amazing. And to a certain extent, it symbolises China's economic and development over the last three decades, really. It showcases the best of what they have to offer. Britain, we've trying to build a high-speed rail between London and the north of England. That's been delayed.
It's taken 20 years to build nothing, hasn't it?
Delayed, cancelled. It still hasn't been built. So they could claim that some of the best of Chinese leadership. It has a bad point as well, though. A lot of people in China, because it's a one-party state, they can do what they like. So to build these tracks, they've cleared away villages, towns, and people haven't had much of a say in whether or not they're going to get out of, whether they wanted to stay or whether they go. So that's a bad aspect of it. But really, it really showcases the best of Chinese engineering and economic development.